Okay, today's Shira Sanhedrin Daf Gimel. Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, as Baruch Hashem. Yesterday we had a Haskalah in this new Masechta, and today we are continuing. Today's Shira is sponsored, Refuah Shalema Tova Mato Baschana Etel, Refuah Shalema Tova Mato Baschana Etel. Okay, Beis Amid Beis, we pick up right after we decided, well, we didn't get to the Maskana yet, what exactly is the chilek between Hodos Vahavos and Gzelos Vahavalos? The way that Rabbi Yavo interpreted the Mishnah, we will have three interpretations of the Mishnah. The way that Rabbi Yavo interpreted the Mishnah was that the first two lines are line A, and then line B is explaining line A. He's giving an example of line A. Dine Mamanis, which are, what am I referring to? Gzelos Vahavalos. That needs three. But what's not in the Mishnah? Hodos Vahavos. Cases of admitting and cases of lending, that's not in the Mishnah, because the halacha that applies in the Mishnah does not apply to Hodos Vahavos. So which is the halacha that applies to Gzelos Vahavos that does not apply to Hodos Vahavos? So the Gemara said, if it's because you need Ulamai, right? The Gemara said, let's read that again. Ulamai, about right in the middle. Ilema de lobi inat shlosha. Is it that you don't need three judges at all to judge a case of a machlokas of halva'a v'yam Rabbi Yavo? That's not true. Rabbi Yavo says, shnaim shadanu dini mamanis l'divri akol dini amdim. Two that judge dini mamanis doesn't work. You need three. That's clear, says Rabbi Yavo. So ella de lobi inat mumchin. So it must be that what you don't need are mumchin. You don't need the expert smuchin judges. That is the difference, and that's what's not listed in the Mishnah. Okay, that is suggestion one. Says the Gemara, and we gave an explanation of that, at least that stage, from Rav Soloveitchik yesterday, in terms of what is the nature of the difference between hitchayvios that come from the Torah and what's called hitchayvios midas, where I commit myself to any type of obligation that could have different rules than other types of obligation. That was the Meiri in the name of the Chachmei Hatzarfatim in Baba Kama Daf Ayin, among other nafkaminas. So says the Gemara, but wait a minute, Micah Sover, how could you have a requirement on a Torah level of three not smuchin? Right? Doesn't it go together? Isn't it a package deal? If you need three, you need smuchin. If you don't need three, you don't need smuchin. Shouldn't it go together? Where? As follows. Micah Savar. What exactly does the Mishnah hold? Ika Savar, Eirif Parshios, Kasav Khan. If the Mishnah holds of this concept of Eirif Parshios, meaning something might be written in context A, but really it means to be it, halacha, the halacha that's mentioned in context A really doesn't apply in context A. It applies in context B. There's a mixture of parshios, Eirif Parshios, Kasav Khan, meaning the source of judges, Elohim, three times. It is written in the context of Shomrim, right, in the context of Kofer Bipikadon. So do we take those judges, that source for judges of three Elohims, as we will see, as we saw up above, do we apply it outside of Shomrim? And we say it's Eirif Parshios that applies to Hodos Vahavos. If we would apply it outside and bring it out, so liboy nami mumchin. So it's three times, the three judges, but it says the word Elohim, which are special judges, which should mean even mumchin. V'kasavar eidei reparshios kasav kan. And if we do not hold to the concept, and we say where it's written is where it means to be held and not outside, if it's meant to be understood as part of the context of Shomrim, ain't a reparshios kasav kan, then shlosh alamali. So how do you even know the source for three, right? Because you don't extend it outside of the context of where it's written, and therefore you shouldn't need even three. The Rambam discusses, you know, based on the concept of Eir Parshios, right? Again, explain Eir Parshios. The Rashi here goes through the sugya at length, quoting the Gemara in Baba Kama, which quotes the machlokes of Eir Parshios or not in the context of Mishpatim, right? Just look at the first line of Rashi, then we'll see the Rambam. The first line of that big Rashi, Rashi says, Ikalamanda Amar Bagoz al Eitzim Sha Parshios Aksuvos Be'ela HaMishpatim Mi'ur Bavos Hein. There is an opinion in Mishpatim that the Parshios are mi'ubavos, are mixed up. Sheyesh b'mikra kasav b'parshazu, she'eno yachol amod ba. There's a pasuk in this section that does not belong there. Elami parsha acheresu. That doesn't belong there halachically. Obviously, if Hashem put it there, there's some reason, even though we don't know the reason. Right, even according to the Mandam of Eir Parshios, the Gemara doesn't deal with this, or the Rishonim really. So, Lamaisa, why is it written there if it doesn't belong there? So again, that's a simple question. We don't know the answers to every question, right? The Gemara often says, okay, the Torah is not written in chronological order. The Torah is written in an exact order. It's just not written in chronological order, and we can learn ideas about why it's written in this order, even though it's not written in the order that we're supposed to understand it chronologically. So here too, Erfashias means there's something here that doesn't belong here. It doesn't belong here halachically. There's obviously a reason why it's there, though we might not know. Kigoncha Shayomar Kihuzeh. What's the example? Asher Yomar Kihuzeh, right? Which is the source of Rashi quotes, Mode Bemixas. Mode Bemixas Ataina, as we know, one of the Shvuah Daraisas. You have to mit to part. If one is kofar bakol, denies everything, then they are putter from a Shvuah. Mode Bemixas. But Mode Bemixas is written in the context of Shomrim. Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sacher, that deny something in the context of Shmira. So is that saying that every Shomer is only Chayiv Shvuah if they are Modeh B'Mikzas? If they admit to part, I say, I gave you 5 watches of mine to hold. And you say, no, you only gave me 3 watches to hold. Or you say, 2 of them I was Poshaya, and 3 of them it was an Ones. Whatever it is, I'm Modeh B'Mikzas. Is that required? So that's the Machlokes Tanaim in Maseches Baba Kama. Some say it's not required. And that's the shita of Erev Parshias Kosov Khan. Even though Modeh B'Mikzas is written there, it doesn't belong there. It's a separate shvuah, not in the context of Shomrim. And some say no, it has to be Shvuah Shomrim has the requirement of Modeh B'Mikzas too. So that's by Modeh B'Mikzas, but that's the question the Gemara here is also asking. The 3 Elohims that are the source for Mumchin judges, that's written by one context of Shomrim. Are you going to apply it by Hodos Valvos? That's the Shaila. The Rambam, in the beginning of Toin V'Nitan, clearly does hold the Ve'er Parshias, does not hold that there is a requirement for Shomrim to be Modeh B'Mikzas. The Rambam says in the beginning of the Toin V'Nitan, which as we know, the Toin V'Nitan is all about the claims against each other. What's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah in the beginning of the halachas of Toin V'Nitan, which we're going to have a lot to say, the Rambam is going to have a lot to say over the next couple of prakim regarding Toin V'Nitan. The Rambam says, mitzvahs aseh achas. There's one mitzvah daraisa that I'm going to discuss in this area. Mitzvahs aseh achas, v'hi din toin modeh o kofer. This is the Rambam l'shitasa. The Rambam sometimes counts areas of halacha as one of the 613. The Rambam counts bor as a mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah of the nezek of bor? Is there a mitzvah of eish? Right? No, there's no specific mitzvah to do anything, but the area of halacha is a mitzvah, meaning it's a mitzvah upon Bezdin to judge the cases of these areas in a way that follows the Torah. So to hear, says the Rambam in Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, of Hilchas Toin V'Nitan, hatoin es chavero b'metaltelin. Somebody has a claim against their friend in Metaltzelin, right? Not Karka, because there's no Shvua by Karka. And he's Modeh B'Mikzas. Harizim Mishalim, Masha Hodebo, Vinishpa Allah Sharman HaTorah. Shenemar, Asha Yomar Kihuzeh. Exactly what Rashi just quoted. V'chedim Kafar Bakol, V'yamar Lohayet V'Rameyolam, V'edachad Meid Shahayu. So too, what Shvua Daraisa number 2, Shvua Seid Echad. If I have 2 Eidim against you, you have to pay. If I have 1 Eid against you, I at least can make you swear to your claim. Fine. And then we have number 3. It says the Rambam Ein Lecha Mechuyev Shvua Min HaTorah Ela. Says the Rambam, 1 second, let me just find it here. Says the Rambam, Ein lecha shvua min haTorah, chutz mishlosha. Misha hodeh b'mikzas ha-metaltelin. Somebody who is modeh b'mikzas, u'misha b'chayvo, misha chivo eid echad, v'hashomer, or a shomer. Shvuas ha-shomer, shvuas eid echad, shvuas modeh b'mikzas. Those are the 3 shvua daraisa, the Rambam says, in Perek Aleph, halacha, beis. And the Rambam says, v'karbiyanu, shvuas ha-shomer, hilchaspiris, v'kol echad, mishlashta, nishva, v'nifta, milashalim. The Rambam puts them separately. The Rambam does not link Modeh B'Mikzas to shvuas ha-shomer, meaning he holds of Erev Parshias, though Modeh B'Mikzas appears by shomerim, one, a shomer does not have to be Modeh B'Mikzas in order to be chayav the shvuah. So that's what's being referred to here as well, the sugya Modeh B'Mikzas. So ask the Gemara, so why would you ever need 3 non-mumchin? If you apply Erev Parshios, then you should require 3 mumchin. If you don't apply Erev Parshios, then you shouldn't need even 3. So the Gemara says, La olam kesavar, erev parshias kasav kan. Really, you do say erev parshias, meaning, by hodos valvos, you should require three mumchin. Ubedidu delibay nami mumchin. You should need mumchin. Aye, so why do we understand the Mishnah as three hediotos, as we just said? Vahai de lobinan mumchin, that's a din derabanan. Mishum de Rabbi Chanina, Dom Rabbi Chanina, Dvar Torah, Echadini Mamadis Vechadini, Nefashas, Bedrisha Vechakira, Mida Oraisa, in a totally different context, but it's going to be a parallel to our situation. On a Torah level, Dini Mamadis or Dini Nefashas, both context, capital crimes or cases of monetary law, require Drisha Vechakira. A topic that comes up later in the Masechta, serious cross-examination of the witnesses. Serious. Drisha v'chakira are different types of questions that Ben Hashem will have to talk about, not for now. Some are more needed than others, but either way, at a Torah level, you have to ask a lot of serious questions. Shenemar mishpat echad yelachem, as the Torah says that there will be one rule of judgment for all types of cases, both for Mamanis and for Nefashis. Umatam amru dini Mamanis lo be'ina drisha v'chakira. So why did the Rabbanan say that by Mamanis you can get away without drisha v'chakira? By monetary law, you don't have to have the serious cross-examination of the witnesses, Kadesh Lotino Delas Bifne Lavin. Because the problem was that people would stop lending money. If Ruvay knows that in order to get his money back, he's going to have to get witnesses and they're going to be cross-examined, it's a good chance some people don't do well under pressure. They're going to be cross-examined by Bezdin, even if they're telling the truth. But they might be nervous, their testimonies might not fit together. So Ruvay might say, I'm just not going to lend the money because I might not get it back. You know, they're going to be cross-examined and they're going to not going to be held up in court. So that's why the Chachamim said, you know what, you could do without it. Do without Drisha v'chakira so that people, for the greater good, so that people will lend money, they did away with Drisha v'chakira. Says the Gemara, now you have to add that, we have to add this in, so too we would say it by the requirement for Mumchin. Right, the Gemara is bringing Drisha v'chakira as a parallel. Says Rashi on top, Shalotin odela sheyimnu milahalvos, shema yichpar v'ha'edim yitu. Right, maybe he'll deny it, the edim will make a mistake, v'lote edusun michuvenes, and the edus won't exactly fit in, v'yapsid, v'achanami shema lo yimsa mumchin l'kofaladin. And so too, parallel, maybe he won't be able to find mumchin, and because of that, he won't lend money. That's why by hodos vahalvos we got rid of the requirement of mumchin, and therefore that's how you understand the Mishnah. Interesting. One of the Achronim asks, I understand how they got rid of Drisha v'chakira. That's what we might call yishkoch b'yad chachamim lakar davar min haTorah b'sheva al taseh. Right? We say it's okay. You don't have to do something. You don't have to do Drisha v'chakira, but allowing non-mumchid to judge, is that shev al taseh, or is that pakum vaseh? That's judges who are not mumchin getting up and judging a case. Isn't that more of a chiddush? Right? Shev al taseh, that's drisha v'chakira. Don't need drisha v'chakira. Right? Just let the edim be accepted without. But here, you know, it's edim actively, what, allow them because they didn't have smicha yet? That's something different. So the Achronim say that maybe because their root is really based on Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. So Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, they can do whatever they want in the world of monetary law, as we saw recently at the end of Maseches Baba Basra. So at root, that's what would allow it to work. Okay, so that's why the Gemara says that in our Mishnah, Hodos v'Halvos are excluded because, though they do not require Mumchin. Gzilas v'Chavalos are in the Mishnah. When it says three there, it means Mumchin. Says the Gemara, Elamayata, if you're telling me that you got rid of the requirement for Mumchin because you want to make it easier, so why don't you go one step further? Elamayata, Ta'u lo yishalmu. Why don't you say if they make a mistake, they don't even have to pay? Explains the Chiddushi Aran based on Rashi. Since you're giving them the status of a mumchet, basically, right? You're giving them the status of that special type of dayan. So that special type of dayan also has a patur if they make a mistake, as we'll see, Beis Hashem, later on in the Masechta. See, Rashi quotes it from Daf Lamed Gimel. If somebody makes a mistake and they're a mumchet, then it'd be patur. So if you want to make it easier and give them the status of mumchet, so say go all the way. To lo yishalmu. Says the Gemara, no. Kol shekein atan ol das b'fei lavin. That would be too far, and that would undermine what you're trying to do in the first place. Then they're going to get somebody who, if they make a mistake, they're not going to have to be responsible. There's not going to be any point or motivation of the Dayanim learning to trying to be smuchin, trying to know more because they know they're not going to have to pay anyway. So, you know, you have to have some type of built-in system that will, on the one hand, make it easy for the malve to find find Edim, to not be discouraged, but also you don't want him to think that he's never gonna get his money back if there's any type of mistake made. So that is why you have to have the balance of yes, we will allow Edim. I'm sorry, we will allow Dayanim who aren't smuchin, but we won't allow a case to give them full status of Dayanim Mumchin. Says the Ran, just to read the Lashon of the Chlushi Aran here, Chlushi Aran at Sanhedrin is very important. A lot of it is from Rabbeinu David, who we know from Maseches Psachim, but the Ran on Sanhedrin is also, there's different Rans, there's the Chlushi Aran, the blue one that's put out by Mosan Rav Kook, we'll have to see, and the other. Says the Ran right here, Pirsh Rashi, Me'achash Yachshiru, this is explaining the Hava Mina of Tolo Yishalmu. Me'achash Yachshiru Chachamim Esed Yotos, Harehein Kedayan and Mumchin, Shem Kshir Min HaTorah, Yishlan Olomar, Shem Tolo Yishalmu. And the Ron says, you have to explain that a little bit. Victual love. Te'ef Shalomar, Sha'alo Azu Osam Chachamim Ke Mumchin, the Nintashlumin. Why do you have to go across the board? What do you have to say? Once you make it like Mumchin, you have to say that they're totally Patra, give him the whole status of Mumchin. What do you have to say then? So the Ron explains, well, maybe it's just part of the understanding. Shemeacher sha'asu osan dayanin ra'ui hu sheyitzu lehem din dayanim shupatim itashlumim shehu adin ha'mechuyev l'dayanim shaharei heim ha'mechuyev l'dayanim shal Torah v'chulu. He says that's, we only have two categories of dayanim, mumchin and non-mumchin. So he says, no, mishum netzakano, we don't have to go that far. The Rabbana can make a chilukim on a derabbanan level. Okay, continuing. Ihach, he says the Gemara, Tarti Ktani. If it's true, this is all, we're going back now to Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo was on the second line of the Gemara. Everything we've said so far in the past 25 lines has been based on Rabbi Yavo's understanding of the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yavo say? Dine Maminis, which are Gzelos Vachavalos, are Bishlosha. The second line of the Mishnah is explaining the first line of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Iachi, if this is true, Tartiktani, why does Rabbi Yavo have to interpret the second line of the Mishnah as explaining the first line of the Mishnah? Just say he's talking about two different things. That would be more smooth, that would be smoother, right? Maybe the first line of the Mishnah, Dini Maminis Bishlosha, means Hodos Vavos, and it means Hetiotos. The second line means Gzilz Chavalos, and that means Mumchin. Iachi Tartiktani, Dini Maminis Bishlosha, Hetiotos, Gzilz Chavalos, Bishlosha, Mumchin. Why do you have to say line B is explaining line A? Just say they're talking about two different things. Isn't that a smoother way of understanding? Va'od, and also pushing you in this direction, shlosha, shlosha lamali. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat the word shlosha? If it's really one line explaining the other line, the Mishnah should say, Dini mamanis gzeilas v'chavalos bishlosha. Shouldn't say the word shlosha twice. So the Gemara tinkers, the Gemara modifies Rabbi Yavo's answer a drop. Ela amarava, Tarti Ktani Mishum de Rabbi Chanina. Correct, because, you know, it's saying two points. It's like Rabbi Chanina who said on the bottom, right, Dvar Torah, Jujim Chakira, and the Didra Banan. Basically the same answer as Rabbi Avo, but just a different understanding of how you read the Mishnah. Meaning, Dini Maminis, Mitodos Avos, Shlosha Ediotos. Second line, Kizil Chavalos, Shlosha Mumchin. Fine. But now we have a totally different answer. Ravacha Breid Ravika Amar. Mida Raisa Chad Nami Kasher. Rav Acha Breid Ravika says no. On a Daraisa level, even one aid is good. Shneamar, as the pasuk says in the singular, Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha. Right, in righteousness with justice, you shall judge your friend. That's all singular, meaning even one is good to Araisa. Rashi holds here, this is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds here that this Ravika does not hold of the principle of Eir Farshios. Right, that's why there's no requirement. He doesn't take the three Elohims out to Dos Valvos and to other Dini Maminis. Right, no, it's Eir Farshios, and therefore you only require one Mid to Araisa. Shenemar b'tzedek tishpot amisecha, right? Because of that pasuk, says the Gemara, Ela mishum yoshve kronos, but because of the fact that if you only have one person, there's a good chance you'll get somebody who doesn't really know much. Yoshve kronos. That's why the Rabbanan said, you know what, have three. Have three, because one, maybe you won't know anything. So that's why you have three. That is why Rashi's girsa is gzera mishum yoshvei kranos. Tagarin, last skinny line in Rashi. Tagarin shein bekiin betivadinim. Tagarin, you have merchants that are not expert in the judges, the yizkes, in the laws, the yizkes, it's not going to work out, right? They're not going to know any halacha. And that's why, even though on a Torah level, all you need is one. But because of Yoshei Kronos, we say that you should have a group of three. Says the Gemara. Let's just read the whole section and then we'll talk about each line. Atu b'tzlasa, milo havi Yoshei Kronos. What? If you have three people, you also might have Yoshei Kronos. Three people that don't fully know the halacha. Says the Gemara, no. E.F. Shar, Deles Buchad Gamir. If you have three, there's a good chance that you'll have some, one of them at least who knows what they're talking about. E.F. Shar, Deles Buchad Gamir. Good. Says the Gemara, one more line. Ela me'ata to lo yishalmu. One second. If that's true, that you're saying that you want to encourage the person to be able to find judges, and one of them at least will know what they're talking about. So Gemara says, Ela me'ata, if hodos alvos are then okay mi da'araisa, even as one, so why don't you treat them like mumchin, and then accept them even if they make a mistake? So the Gemara says again, kol shege de defici yos vekronos. So then nobody's going to have any motivation to learn the and be expert in the halachas, to be able to be used as a judge, because they know they're not going to have, there's no reason, and if any mistake happens, then they'll just be off the hook. Okay, let's just do one more section, and then we'll talk. Ma'ika bein Rava or Ravacha bein Ravika. Lamaisa, what's the difference between Rava, answer number one, and Ravacha bein Ravika, answer number two? According to Rashi, it's a major answer, but that's what the Gemara is going to say. Rava says you require Erev Parshios, three midaraisa. We knocked out the requirement of Mumchin. The Ravacha bein Ravika says you only need one midaraisa. Says the Gemara, Ika beinayu, damar Shmuel. Right, the difference nafkamina, halachically, is Shmuel. Shnayim shadonu, dinehem din, elashenikru, bezin chatzuf. Two people that judge. Does that work for the Eved? The Gemara says yes, according to Shmuel. It's just called a chutzpedik bezdin. Nikra bezdin chatzuf. Chatzuf, what does chatzuf mean? We'll see in a second. But Rava, less later Shmuel, according to Rava, who says you need three midaraisa. He doesn't hold the Shmuel, even me the Eved. Ravacha bein Ravika is later Shmuel. Ravacha bein Ravika, who only requires one midaraisa chana mikasher, then you just need three because you don't want to end up with a Yoshev Karon. So that's why this lady Shmuel, Ravacha bein Ravika, would agree to Shmuel bidi Eved. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here. Let's just start with the end, the last point. Bezin chatzav. Why is a bezin of two called a chutzpedik bezin, a brazen bezin? So Rashi says, fifth wide line, sha'avru al takanas chachamim, because they violated the din derabanan, the requirement of or what the rabbanan have. The rabbanan explained the daraisa, but either way, they violated the din. So if you violate the din, that is brazen, and that's why it is called a bezdin chatzif. If you look in the Sha'arim Tzianah Balacha, he also discusses the idea of bezdin chatzif. He quotes, Nirek Kavanaso, quoting Rashi, Dechachamim tiknu shiyu shlosha, v'kibon sheshnayim hayu, v'karo atzman bezdin. You're two people, you call yourself a bezdin? V'kol maisa bezdin before samu, and every act of bezdin is public, yigrimu bazela acherim lavra takanas chachamim. The din is to do three. You're going to do two, and everybody's going to know you did two. That's going to cause other people to follow you. And that's why you're called a bezdin chatzav, because you're spreading and you're leading people to not follow the halacha. Masha'en kein biyachid. Right, two is even worse than one, he's ironically saying. One person that judges with the Eved, that's not bezdin chatzav. Why? Because it's not as public. But to that judge, people know about it, and that's why it's going to cause other people to do it, and that's why it's going to be a problem. He quotes from the Shos Yaakov also in Choshe Mishpat Siman Aleph, quotes from the Kuti Maharil, another reason why it's called Bezdin Chatzif. We should, the Bezdin Shel Gimel, Im Chivu Lo Echad Mibali Adinim, if a Bezdin of three is obligates one of the Bali Adinim, Yechol Ashiv Dashnayim Achem Chivu Vuziko Oso. It's also to do this, but maybe it's possible for him to go out and say, you know what, I would have acquitted you, but you know, I was outvoted. The two others, you know, voted against me. So that's why it's not clear and known and public who voted what, because it's three. You know, maybe each one of them, you know, was outvoted. But if it's two, Shnayim Shadanu, the Baal Din knows that it had to be unanimous, because if it was one against one, it wouldn't have happened. Well, it would have been mechuyah. So that's why there's ha'azah. That's inherently, it's bezin chatzuf, because it's clear exactly to the Baalei Dinim that both of the judges, the one who was convicted, both of them must have agreed to that, and that's why it's Bezen Chatzif. Okay. Let's talk about a number of points here. Number one is the Rambam. The Rambam Shita has had much written about it. Let's just mention the problem, and then maybe one of the ideas. The Rambam here in Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Does the Rambam hold like Rav Acha Breid Ravika? That's the question. Right? Rav Acha Breid Ravika says, Midaraisa Chad Nami Kasher. Says the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Afapi shein besed pachas bishlosha mutter leechad ladud min haTorah sheneamar betzedek tishpon amisecha. Stop there. It sounds like that's Rav Acha Breid Ravika. The Rambam says, right? Even though you need three, one can judge midaraisa. Next line of the Rambam: umidivrei sofrim achiyu shlosha. Also, so far so good. Midrabanan, you require three. Next line of the Rambam: vishnayim shadanu. What will we say this means? Shnayim shadanu ein dinehem din. But to that judge, doesn't work. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. Ask everyone, what is the Rambam talking about? Our Gemara seems to say that's the nafkamina between Rav and Rav Acha Breid Ravika. According to Rav Acha Breid Ravika, midaraisa chad amikasher, and therefore he holds like Shmuel. Shnayim shadanu dinayim din. It's just bezek chatzuf. And Rava argues, the Rambam seems to pass it like Rav Acha Breid Ravika. One is enough, but then he says, shnayim shadanu ein dinayim din. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. Mikomakab kashal even divir abeinu. Shekasav la'el, shemutr lecha laduman haTorah, v'hainu, krav Acha Breid Ravika. Ubehediyar minin hasa begemara de la Rav Acha Breid Ravika, islay de Shmuel. Shanaim shadano dinayim din veich pasak rabbeinu kan de lo kishmuel. What is the Rambam talking about? So the answer that's given, the Kesef Mishnah, the Ar Sameach here also talks about this. V'yav shalomar, shekach mefaresh rabbeinu. L'rava da'amar de midaraisa bi'inan tlasa, havad eleslay de Shmuel. According to the Kesef Mishnah, what the Gemara means, according to Rava, for sure he's against Shmuel. According to Rav Acha Breid Ravika, he could be like Shmuel. But he doesn't have to be like Shmuel. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam's reading of the Gemara. But still, this is a problem. If he could be like, but doesn't it make sense that he is like? If he says one is good enough, so two should be good enough too. Is one going to be better than two? Right? Are you taking different tracks there? So the Kesef Mishnah also quotes this from the Tshuvas HaRashba. He was the SS. Behatema mea Rambam. Right? Everybody is bothered by this. The Rishonim are bothered what the Pshat of the Rambam is. What many suggest, Ar Sameach here suggests, maybe you have to add in one word for the Rambam. And this is a machlokas of how they understand Rav Acha Breid Ravika. When Rav Acha Breid Ravika says, Midaraisa Chana Mikasher, what type of judge is good one? Midaraisa Chana Mikasher, one Samuch is good, or one non-samuch is good. Maybe what the Rambam means is, midaraisa, one samuch is good, and midrabanan, you can have three non-smuchin, but that's why two non-smuchin are a problem, because the only one that's good is meant to be a samuch. That's what how the Ar Sameach understands the Rambam, here, v'azal b'shidus Rabbi Chananel. He quotes that he's following Rabbi Chananel's shot. Tvar Torah Chana Mikasher Pirish Chad Samuch Ela Mishum Yoshvei Kronos. And how do you understand the next line though? What do you mean? Right, you're going to find one Samuch in the Yoshvei Kronos? No, Ela Mishum Yoshvei Kronos, meaning people who live far away, who don't have, who are near Smuchin. Yoshvei Arzos Rechokos Me'aret Yisrael. Desham like a Smuchin. There are no smuchin. That's why lachain rak b'shlosha diikachad the gamir nasta rishus ladun. Right, mistama one they found that might have been given rishus to judge even there in chutz laaretz. Avon bishum eretz Yisrael the chad salach ben haTorah kasher la'amar rabbanan diyisagi b'shlosha hediotos. V'chulu. So the Ar Sameach there in Hilchas Sanhedrin also deals with this Rambam whether one is good enough. Or the one that is discussed, it means a samuch or not. To mention an idea now from Rav Soloveitchik, but we'll have to get back to this at length later on in the Masechta about smicha, as we are talking about here, and we're talking about in these smuchin and non smuchin. Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea in a number of places. Rav Shechter quotes it in Eretz Tzvi in Siman Lamed Beis, but it's quoted by its earlier. It's in a number of Rav Soloveitchik's writings. What is the purpose of smicha, to becoming a samuch? And there are many rayas to these two approaches. Right, it starts off with a machlokas. Machlokas we shown him. Do you need a bezin for geirus? Do they have to be smuchin? No, you need three. Gemara and Yevamos. They need to be smuchin or not? Right? Nowadays, you would say you can only have a geiris because you use the principle of shlichu sayu. It's as if they are smuchin. Or other context of where smicha comes up. But he starts with that. So the question is, do you need a bez din for geiris? Yes. Is bez din giving a psak din by geiris? No. They're just functioning as a bez din. They're not deciding anything. Maybe that's the root question. Is smicha a function of part of the ingredient of creating a chaloshem bezdin, or is smicha part of allowing a person to give what's called a psak halachically? I mean, if people come to me, I give a psak too. I put my fork into the hamburger, so I'll give a psak. I'm not a samuch, but that doesn't have the halachic authority of a psak in a hora'a, as it's called. So maybe smicha is an ingredient for that. So by a geirus, you need a bezdin, but it might not be called a psak. So if you were to require machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rambam, and the Rashba, whether you need smuchin for geirus or not. So maybe this is the issue, whether you need smicha to create bezin or not. And there arise that the Rambam holds, it's a function of hora'ah. It's not a function of bezin. So for example, the Rambam says in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Sanhedrin, Yesh, based on a gemara that we'll have in a couple of days. A person can get smicha for specific areas of halacha. Yesh lo bezin lismoch oso beisr veheter velola dudirim amenis o rishus lahater nedarim o liros psamim hilchas nida. You need smicha for that. If it's a function of creating a bezdin, doesn't make sense. But if it's about giving a hora'a, so said maybe that's exactly the point. Elavade writes Rav Soloveitchik muchach sha smicha mishtayech as lo rak ledvarim shetzrichim bezdin ela gam ledvarim sheechad posek. It gives it the status of a hora'a. Again, and there are many other examples that he quotes, mostly throughout this Masechta, which we'll get back to, but part of it is this Gemara right here. Rav Acha ben Ravika, chad nami kasher. What to do what? To give a psak. It's not that. The question is, when he says one is kasher, one is a bezdin. Or you don't need a bezdin, he's just a posek, and the Torah allows a posek. So that's the question of how you understand this, Rav Acha ben Ravika. But at least according to the Ar Sameach's understanding of the Rambam, it is samach. Okay, one other area to discuss before we move on. And that is the Ksosis nugget from this Gemara. The Ksos says, ask the question. Again, it's once we read this Gemara, we're like, oh yeah, that's true. The Ksos asked the question. We know there's a principle called Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle Edusan Vitela. If a group of witnesses come to court, and one of them is found to be problematic, then they're all thrown out. Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle. Does that principle apply to judges, to Dayanim? Do you say Nimsa Echad Min HaDayanim Karav Apostle Edusan Vitela? That is a question of the Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchas Edus. The Ksos says, I have a Gemara Mefureshes to prove the answer to that question. Which is Gemara? Sanhedrin Daf Gimel. What does our Gemara say? Not according to the way that the other Ur Sameach just had the Rambam's Yoshe Kronos, but according to the Pashas, the way he reread it. What does the Gemara say? You need one Dayan who knows what he's talking about. Says the Gemara, but you require three, so at least you have one that knows what he's talking about. Well, what do you mean? If the other two don't know anything, so then don't they ruin the one that's left? Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle, their Apostle, Edusan Betela. So says the Ksos, our Gemara is a Raya Mefureshes, that you do not apply the principle of Nimsa Echad to Dayanim. This is the Ksos in Simin Lamed Vav, Os Zayin. Lanias Daiti Nired de Lo Amrinan Hachi Gabe Dayanim. You don't say this for my Dayanim. Veraya mi Reish Perakama de Sanhedrin. Quotes our Gemara. And then he says, Ve'ine ma de Dayanim Nami Nimsa Echad Meim Karav Apostle Koladin Batel. If you say by Nimsa Echad by Dayanim also, Imkin Mai Mahani to Ispuhu Chad de Gomir. Right, how does it help you to have one that knows what he's talking about? Nihi dechad de gamir sagi aval at kivan sha'atan it's tarif imsulim to call me she'enu lo gamir velo saver eno dayan klal. So then it should be that it should ruin the whole thing. Elamuchrak the gabi dayan amrina nimsa echad gav apasal is a matel. That is the Ksosis raya. Seems like a very strong raya. How can we get out of this proof? Is there any way? How can the Mishnah Melech also know this Gemara? Is there any other way of understanding? So you might limit it. Maybe this is only within Rav Acha ben Ravika. If you don't pass it like that way, then maybe that's true. Or you might say, and this is the derech that other achronim go, maybe this is a different type of psul. Nimsa echad karov apostle. But to give the mashal, we have it by Edom. We have this by Edus too. And then we'll apply it to Dayanim. After all, that's the source context. The Tumim has a comment, which many quote, Jonas and Ivishitz, that there are certain people that aren't pasul, they're just not. It's not an aid pasul, they don't even have a shame aid. If a non-Jew comes to court with a group of people, right, and then we say, oh, you're pasul, so then the whole group is thrown out? No. Right, if the group comes with the group comes with a table. The table not an aid, right, as a mashal, lahavdil. So somebody who is an eved, right? So says the tumim, cheresh, a 4-year-old. You come with a 4-year-old, right? So that doesn't ruin the group. That's not an aid. That's not a pasul aid. You have to be in the parsha and be tainted in order to ruin the group. But if you're not even in the parsha, there's nothing to talk about. So that's why the Tumim says, Cheresh Otokatan, Evet Isha Achum, right? Those six individuals are Pasul Aedis, but they're not even Pasul. They just don't have a shame aid. And therefore, they're not going to ruin. What's a Pasul aid? You have a relative, you have somebody who's a Ganef, right? Those types of people. But if somebody doesn't even have a shame aid, so then that doesn't ruin the group. So maybe if somebody is not learned, they're not even a Dayan. They're not a Pasul Dayan. Don't even get to the world of Dayanus, and therefore they're not going to ruin the groups. That is what is suggested to help get out of the Raya of the Xos. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Again, as you see, there's a lot more here, but this is Masechah Sanhedrin, and we need to continue. Says the Gemara, Nezek v'chati Nezek v'chulu. Getting back to the list in the Mishnah on Daf Beis. So right after, now that we've done Gezilas v'chavalos, next is Nezek and Chati Nezek. Says the Gemara, Nezek haino chavalos. Damages, isn't that one of the five payments of chavala? We know chavala, 8th parak of Baba Kama. Nezek, tsar, ripui, sheves, boshes. So Nezek is one of the five payments. So why is it listed separately if it says chavalos? That's Nezek is included. Says the Gemara, Bishum Tekaboy, Lemisti Chatzi Nezek, Tani Nami Nezek Shalim. Because the Gemara wants to list off Chatzi Nezek, which is not Chavalos, right? Chatzi Nezek, is it? Well, we'll see. The Gemara assumes now, not yet. Because it wants to say Chatzi Nezek, so it said Nezek Shalim too. So the Gemara, Chatzi Nezek, Nami Hani Chavalos. Isn't that also included? Aren't all damages included in Chavala? Chavala doesn't only mean wounding, but it means included in that is payment of Nezek and Chatzi Nezek, right? The Rashi quotes, if a short Tom wounds someone, right? We know Tom only pays Chatzi Nezek. So isn't that also an example? So the Gemara says, Tana Mamon Evektani Knasa. Chatzi Nezek, as we'll see, at least only according to some, is a Knas, is a fine. And therefore, that's why it lists it separately. And therefore, once it says Chatzi Nezek, that's why it says Nezek. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, that relates to a major machlokes from Baba Kama. Hani chalamanda amar, we know when a tam pays chatzi nezek, that is a major machlokes amoraim. Why does a tam pay chatzi nezek? Is it that a tam should pay nothing and we're machmir that he should pay chatzi nezek so that the owner watches the ox? Or do we say, no, a tam should pay everything, right? Shvarim lav b'cheska shimer kaimi. No, he should pay everything. The chacham, the Torah is makel on the owner. Mako. So then, that's mamadis. That's not a knas. So the Gemara says, "Ha nichel man da amar palganizka knas." If you say the chatzi nezek is a knas, then you understand why chatzi nezek is listed separately in our Mishnah. Ela leman da amar palganizka mamona ma'ikel meimar. But if you say palganizka, the half nezek you pay is really mamon, what you should pay. Really, you should even pay more. But at least what you pay is appropriate ma'ikel meimar. Then you're stuck. So the Gemara says, "Okay, go to the next line." Ela Aidi to Kaboy Lemisti Tashlume Kefel, the Tashlume Dalad Vehe. The next line of the Mishnah are for sure Knossos. The Kefel for a Geneva, Dalad Vehe for a Shar and Seb, Demamon, even if it's not Knas, it's Demamon, She'enu Mishtalim Baroshu. It's money that is not commensurate exactly with the principal, right? It's more. So Tananami Chati Nezek, Demamon She'enu Mishtalim Baroshu. So to you pay Chati Nezek, which is also not exactly commensurate with the principal, it's half. Just like you have one that's more, you have one that's less. And once I did the kabbas, boy, let me say chatzin nezek, tani nami nezek. So because you have dal v'hei, that's why you have chatzin nezek. Because you have chatzin nezek, that's why you have nezek listed in the Mishnah. Okay, this is all about different types of judges. One interesting ha'ara, we could have started off the Masechta, we could have put this in our introduction, but just to mention it, and that is the question of the Rishonim. Why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of judging? Right, before the Dayanim start judging, why don't they make a bracha? They should make a bracha right? Whatever Chazal could institute a bracha, asher ked hashana v'zavitzvanu laso tzedek lishpot tzedek. So why isn't there a mitzvah? We have the pasuk b'tzedek tishpot amisecha. Why isn't there a bracha? So various answers given by the Rishonim, the Rashba in Simin Yud Ches. That's the long tshuva of the Rashba where he discusses 100 different mitzvos. Why is there no bracha on A, B, C, D? Goes through all of them. So it says the Rashba there in Simin Chelak Aleph, Simin Yud Ches. You don't make a bracha on Asiyas Mishpat. Why? Shema lo yikablu aleihem es adin. Maybe they won't listen. Right? That's the reason for many mitzvos. Mitzvos that involve others. Some Rishonim say you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on staka. You don't make a bracha on kibud av ha'eim. You don't make a bracha on the mitzvos matanas lavyonim, mishloach manos. Right? Other brachas that we say. Anything that involves others. Some Rishonim, you don't make a bracha on marriage. Right? If it's a mitzvah. Or maybe you wouldn't make the bracha beforehand. One idea. Okay? Another idea is mentioned. The Chasam Sofer mentions an idea. Maybe they'll make a mistake. Maybe they'll make a mistake, so maybe they won't be tzedek tishpat amisecha, which is challenging because the dayan does with the best that he can do. Dayan does the best they can do. It's hard to say that because there's a chashash of a lot of things in many different situations. We still right the it reminds us the pasah shulchan the Rishon Mishklov says this svara of maybe they won't judge properly. Maybe it relates to the, you know, it might not occur. What about the bracha on sleeping in the sukkah? Machlokas Rishonim. But maybe you won't fall asleep. Maybe you don't have to worry about chashashos. Machlokas between Tosfos and the Rush there. Maybe another suggestion is the Rambam writes in Ilchas Brachas. Mitzvos Beinato Machaveiro, don't get a bracha. Don't institute a bracha. Mitzvos Beinato Machaveiro. Hachnas Azarchim and Biker Cholim. None of those get brachos. So maybe this also is a similar idea to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. There's definitely a Bein Adam L'Makom element here, but that's another idea. Other Achronim say that, we'll end with this, that maybe there's only a bracha on a mitzvah that is only by Jews, because that highlights Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosa. But a mitzvah that is by non-Jews also have such a thing, so then there's no bracha. Which, this is, a lot of these answers overlap. But that's why also, staka, non-Jews give charity. A court system, right, there's a mitzvah, but one of the mitzvahs may know, achdinim, right, so there's many different suggestions given, but that's a topic of a separate shir, but it's a lot of different suggestions given. Okay, shloshim inalan, says the Gemara, fourth line, how do we know three? The Mishnah quoted the source for 23 and 71. But what about the Bezdin of three? Shlosha minolon, Ditan Rabbanon, Benikra, Balabais, Elohim, Elohim, Harikan Echad. Elohim means judges. Adho Elohim Yavod Varshneim, Harikan Shnayim. Asher Yashi and Elohim, Harikan Shlosha. Divir Rav Yoshia. So Elohim, three times. Rav Yonasan Omer, no. Rishon Tchila Nemar, Ve'edarshan Tchilos. The first Elohim is just needed to tell me the din. You can't use that for a number. That's the Iker din that you need. Smuchin. So you can't use it for a number, so you only have two. Ed Ella, Ad Elohim Yavod Varshnayim, Harikan Echad. Arshe Yashin Elohim, Harikan Shnayim. Ve'ein Bezdin Shakol, you have a source for two, and then the rule is you're not allowed to have an even number court. Mosif and Alein Od Echad, so we add on one more, Harikan Shlosha. So therefore, you require three. Is this interesting? Are we saying that according to some Tanoim, they don't hold? Why would you need three? Why would he need three Elohims? Does he not hold the Bezin Shakol? The Gemara is going to talk about this. Does he allow Bezin Shakol? Well, you know in the Mishnah already, Rabbi Yehuda allows Bezin Shakol by the Bezin of 70. He says 70, not 71. So maybe he's not worried about a stalemate. Or maybe it's less of a chance to have stalemates by 70 than by 3. So we'll see. So Neima, so what's this machlokas about? Neima, b'darshin tchilos kamitflagi. Maybe the machlokas is whether you are allowed to use a pasuk that's telling me the Iker Hadin for numbers. Demar Savar Darshan Tchilos, Demar Savar Ein Darshan Tchilos. Is that the machlokas between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia? Gemara says, lo, to Kuli Amma Ein Darshan Tchilos. Everybody agrees you cannot use the first one. So I, what about Rabbi Yoshia then? So Amar Lecha Rabbi Yoshia, M.K., Neima Kra, the Nigar Valabayas El Hashofet. It should say Shofet. Then you would know the din, and you wouldn't be able to use it for the number. So my El Ho Elohim, why do you use this fancy way of saying it? Shema Minala Minyana. It must be to tell me something extra that you could even use it for the minion. Rabbi Yonasan, or how would Rabbi Yonasan answer back? Lishna Dal Menaka. No, you can't. You still can't use that for minion, because the Gemara is just using that as a The language that people use, Kedamri Inshi, Manda Isle Dina, Likra Lagabe Dina. No, it's like people say, whoever has a din, let's go to the judge. Let's go to the important judge. So Elohim is not a super fancy Lashon, and therefore you cannot use it as a minion also. Period. Reb Yoshia, Lesle Bezdin Nota. So the Gemara asks, Reb Yoshia does not require a Bezdin Nota, meaning he has a source for three judges, three psukim. But he does not use the svara of disallowing a bezdin shakol. So does he not have that requirement? But Vatanya, isn't it a pasuk also? Rabbi Elazar ben Osher Rabbi Yosef Glili, Omer, ma tama lomar lintos acheri rabim lahatos. What does the pasuk mean by, as the Mishnah also quoted yesterday, be to be nota after the majority, hatara amra asei lecha bezdin nota. Din daraisa, make a leaning court. So, also interesting, wouldn't you say not having a bezin shakel is just a svara? You don't want to get stuck. You don't want to get stuck with a stalemate. So it makes a lot of sense to have a bezin nota. Here the Gemara is quoting a pasuk to require a bezin nota. Is that giving a different idea to bezin nota? Right? Even before we answer the question, major topic, Rav Zsolti, the Mishnas Yavis has a whole mamar on this, and that is maybe bezin nota is not just about preventing stalemates. Because sometimes there are situations where there's no decision being made. It's just being witnessed by Beis Din, and still we require a Beis Din Nota. Right? If you look in Yevamos, Tosas in Yevamos, beginning of Mitzvah Chalitza, Tosas in Yevamos, on Daf Kuf Aleph Amad Aleph, the Gemara there says that you can't have a Beis Din Shakol by Chalitza, so you add on, you have 2 + 1. Asks Tosfos, what do you need 3 for? There's not going to be a machlokas. Tosfos there is 2 days. First day of Tosfos is, do'ika kama plukti b'masisan. There are many arguments about machalitza too. Did they use a good sandal? Did they do this? Did they tie it right? Did she spit in the right place? Right? All different. There could be machlokas there too. First day of Tosfos. But then Tosfos says, in the second day, v'od yesh lomar, to bechol duchtin to be'inan roi lebezdin, ein bezdin shakol. Wherever you need a bezdin, can't be even number. Meaning separate from the fact that there might be arguments, right? Separate from that, there's a requirement of a Beis Din Nota. Like our Gemara gives the impression, it's not just a Svara, but it could be based on a Pasuk, one idea, right? And there are other suggestions as well, other sources related to that, which we don't have time to go into right now. But either way, ask the Gemara. So how does Rabbi Yoshia not have the requirement of Beis Din Nota? So he says, some like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he was like Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Shivim, in our Mishnah, Ditzan. Sanhedrin Gadol, Haisa Shal Shivim, V'yachar, Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Shivim. So Rabbi Yoshia has a Tana that he can hold like. So it is okay. By the way, the idea of following the majority and having a Beis Din Nota, obviously is only where you're in the same league of Dayanim, right? If you're not in the same league of Dayanim, then you would not go always by a required by the majority, which is fine. The Sefer HaChinuch writes this also in Mitzvah Ayim Ches. Tahada Amr Torah, Achrei Rabban Lahatos, Hainu Kishashnei Hakitos HaChokim Shavim B'Chachmas HaTorah. De'ein Lomar, Da'gadolim B'Chachma Lo Yachriyos HaKtanim. Right, but I mean, you have to be in the same league. They like to quote, Rav Salvation quotes from his grandfather, Rav Chaim, Nefesh Arav, on page Mem Dalet, that Rav Chaim gave the mashal, right then when they were learning Sanhedrin, like we were learning Sanhedrin, you only say you follow the majority when you're in the same league. But if you have 5 of the greatest rabbis of the time saying one thing and 10 of the very small minor leaguers, then you might not follow the majority. And he says, just like if my grandfather, Rav Chaim, would say something and all the other rabbis of the generation would say something else, obviously you follow Rav Chaim. Right, so quoted Rav Soloveitchik in the name of his grandfather. Right, but not in the name of his grandfather, about his grandfather, I should say. And Miyagid Zakeni Geron Rav Chaim is Daito, Be'eza Inya Balacha. The Kol Chavri Yisadasur Rabbanim, Yichavos Daitam Lenegdo, Bevade Lo Shayach Lazlina Basaruba. Okay, that was Rav Soloveitchik's thoughts of his grandfather. Okay, there's more there too, but we continue. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, you're telling me that Rav Yoshia holds like Rav Yehuda? Amar the Shamislay the Rabbi Yehuda of Sanhedrin Gedola, the Ksivi Kroy, Bashar Bedinim Shamislay. Rabbi Yehuda says you could have an even number by 70. Does he say you could have an even number by the other ones too? The Chitem Aloshna, and if you want to say, well, that makes no difference, it does make a difference. Vatnan, the Mishnah says, Smicha Sakedin Varifa Zegla Bishlosha Divir Bishimin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bechamisha. Rabbi Yehuda also requires a Beis Din Nota. by the bezin of 3 or 5. You remember my time of Rabbi Yehuda? V'samchu shnayim, ziknei shnayim, vein bezin shakal b'sifin aleid on echad. Right? Hare kan, hey. So you see there, the Rabbi Yehuda also requires a bezin note. So, how does Rabbi Yoshia hold of that? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshia, atifa mid Rabbi Yehuda, you're right. Rabbi Yoshia is a little more radical than Rabbi Yehuda. Te'ilu Rabbi Yehuda, b'sanhedrin gedolo hu d'leslei. Rabbi din isle, Rabbi Yehuda allows an even number by the big Sanhedrin of 70, but not by the others. For Rabbi Yoshia, b'shar beidin anami leslei, Rabbi Yoshia, by shar bezdin, had it not been for the psukim, he would also allow a bezdin shakol by all the other batei dinim. Says the Gemara, really by all of them, Velahai lintos my avalei, what does he do with the psuk up above? Of asei bezdin nota. Muki la bedine nefashis. There is one case where he says you need bezdin nota. Rabbi Yoshia says you can have an even number by the bezdin of 3. Lamaisa you can't because you have a pasuk. But theoretically, the bezdin of 3 and the bezdin of 70. But the bezdin of 23, he agrees. Ava bedine mamanis, lo. By a bezdin of 3, he wouldn't require it had it not been for the psukim of Elohim. So we have different dais. Some Tanaim do not allow it at all. Rabbi Yehuda allows it by 70, and Rabbi Yoshia would allow it theoretically by 3 had it not been for the 3 Elohims. Period. Finishing up, Elohad, it's not that which we learn in the Mishnah later on. Shnayim omrim zakai vechon omrim chayiv, zakai. Shnayim omrim chayiv vechon omrim zakai, chayiv. Name it to the Lord, Rabbi Yoshia. Shall we say that Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yoshia? Why? What do you mean? Rabbi Yoshia requires 3 lamaisa? No, Rashi explains the question. According to Rabbi Yoshia, he doesn't hold that you need a majority. You just need 3 judges. So maybe, Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yoshia, they would have to be unanimous. They'd have to be unanimous by the 3. Rashi says, Sarach shetei das shlashtan shave. Isn't that what Rabbi Yoshia would require, and therefore he would be against that Mishnah? Says the Gemara, no, afilu tamer Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia could agree to that Mishnah also. Why? Maisi lo b'kal v'chomer midine nefashis. He would learn it from a kal v'chomer. What kal v'chomer? Uma dine nefashis de chamiri. Amar rachmana zil basaruba. If by dine nefashis, which is a very stringent context, you follow the rove, meaning you could go kill somebody based on a rove, bez and put somebody to death, so dine mamanis l'kosh again. So surely you would go by the rove, by dine mamanis. So Rabbi Yoshia could all like l'kal v'chomer and learn it. This last line is extremely controversial. Extremely controversial, as Tosfos points out here. You have a kal v'chomer, if you follow the rove by nefashis, surely by mamanis. Didn't we learn in Baba Basra, Ein Holchin B'mamon Achar Harov? You don't follow the road by the Mamanis. So what's this Gemara talking about? That you learn a Kavachomer, Nefashis to Mamanis? Rabbi Shmuel holds, Ein Holchin B'mamon Achar Harov. We pass like Shmuel by Mamanis. Right? So what's the Gemara talking about? So Tosfos says, oh, maybe the rule is, the real rule is you do follow. That rove Shmuel over there was talking about was a very weak rove. The Rubel Aradia that most people buy oxen to plow with, you know, that's a very weak rove. But the rule is our Gemara, that you would follow the rove. That's a chiddush, right? There are other answers given. Maybe there's the rove of judges is unique. We'll have to start with that by the ship tomorrow. We don't have time to go into it right now. Again, as we see here, Sanhedrin is jam-packed. We'll have to do what we can. Again, today's Shia was sponsored, the Refuah Shleima, Tova Matol Bas Chana Etel. We will continue.